I got two recommendations for podcasts. If you're listening to podcasts, Rashad Radio. That's Rashad Radio. Rashad Radio. Pretty cool music and podcasts and newsy. It's a pretty cool podcast. Pretty cool cat, real guy. No Disclosure. That's another podcast. That's Billy Dean. He's just hilarious. It's fucking hilarious shit. Goofy, hilarious, newsy. I don't know. I'm all into the news shit. I don't know. But those two guys, Rashad Radio and No Disclosure. Subscribe to those because they're hilarious. Fun guys. Out of work for 6 weeks. Baby bonding time for me. You'd think I have more time to do a couple more episodes, but you don't. Shout out to all the stay-at-home moms for that one, because you don't find no time. This little monkey is attached to me, and I love it. Got 6 weeks of that. So welcome to another episode of Unqualified News with your host, M. That's me. This one, I bring you guys some scandalous shit. Something from the Boy Scouts of America filing for bankruptcy so they avoid going to trial. Well, you'll hear all about it. Dinosaurs had feathers to stay warm. They may also have been warm-blooded. Obviously, our technology has grown. Our technology has definitely grown a lot more since the 1960s when we started uncovering this. So we have a little more information. Also here, I have a story from Al Jazeera. And I've seen this story in the news cycle here once or twice about mass graves found in Burundi. It's near Rwanda, and that's probably all you guys know about it there, but I have some info on that. It's not good. So I'll try to get more episodes out. I thought I'd have a couple episodes out a lot quicker, you know, not having to go to work, but it's not as easy as I thought. I'm recording really early, so I'm still trying to get awake. Hopefully you guys are wide awake right now, listening or driving or doing whatever you're doing. Thanks for listening. Appreciate it. I'll try to get some stuff out there. I got something working where I found out that in 100 years, anything you create will be public domain. So there's a lot of speeches from a lot of individuals before 1920 that are pretty interesting. So I'm trying to work up something, you know, interesting. I don't mean positive. I mean interesting. Because I have something I found and it's interesting. All right, my qualifiers. Thanks for listening. Just kept rambling. Thanks. Peace. More than 6,000 bodies found in Burundi mass graves. The remains of 6,032 victims, as well as thousands of bullets, were recovered in six mass graves in Karusi province. This is an article from AlJazeera.com, the Al Jazeera app. Authorities in Burundi have announced the discovery of more than 6,000 bodies in six mass graves. The findings in Karusi province are the largest since the government launched a nationwide excavation in January. Pierre Claver Nayidiarie, chairman of the country's Truth and Reconciliation Commission, told journalists on Friday that the remains of 6,032 victims, as well as thousands of bullets, were recovered. Clothes, glasses, and rosaries were used to identify some of the victims. Referring to a 1972 massacre, which is believed to have targeted people from the Hutu ethnic group, Nayikariye said families of the victims were able to break the silence that was imposed 48 years ago. The country has suffered colonial occupation, civil war, and decades of intermittent massacres. The government-run commissions was set up in 2014 to investigate atrocities from 1885, when the foreigners arrived in Burundi, until 2008, when a stalled peace deal to end the civil war was fully implemented. So far, it has mapped over 4,000 mass grave sites across the country and identified more than 142,000 victims of violence. Burundi's population is divided between the Tutsi and the Hutu ethnic groups. Its civil war, which killed 300,000 people before it ended in 2005, had ethnic overtones. The commission's mandate does not cover most of the rural current president, Pierre Nkurunziza, who took office in 2005. In 2015, Nkurunziza's campaign for a third term plunged the country into violence and led to an enduring political crisis. In 2018, he surprised observers when he announced he would not seek another term in the office, despite a new constitution adopted by referendum allowing him to do so. The United Nations has warned that human rights abuses may increase again before elections scheduled for May. I don't have much information on the happenings on what's going on over there in Africa. I had to look up Burundi, and Burundi's actually right under Rwanda in Africa. You guys have seen that really famous movie, Hotel Rwanda, and I think that's the first glimpse to a lot of Americans of what's going on out there, the type of massacres and genocides happening out there in Africa. I remember learning about this in school, and I do remember that figure, 300,000 people killed in a span of a couple days, it was, or weeks, something crazy like that. And to find now that there's actually more graves, more mass graves all around that were unreported is a nightmare. It's disgusting. It's just terrible. It's just so terrible. Boy Scouts of America, hobbled by multiple sex abuse lawsuits, files for bankruptcy protection. This one is from NBCNews.com, USA News, by Corky Simiesco. The Boy Scouts of America has filed for bankruptcy protection, facing mounting legal costs from defending itself against lawsuits alleging sexual abuse of boys. The vulnerable nonprofit sought Chapter 11 protection in a court filing early Tuesday. A spokesman for the Boy Scouts of America said in a statement that the filing had two key objectives. Equitably compensate victims who were harmed during the time in scouting and continue carrying out its mission for years to come. The BSA intends to use the Chapter 11 process to create a victims' compensation trust that would provide equitable compensation to victims. The Boy Scouts said that only the national organization had filed for Chapter 11 and that local councils that provide programming and other services are financially independent. The BSA cares deeply about all the victims of abuse and sincerely apologizes to anybody who was harmed during their time scouting. We are outraged that there have been times when individuals took advantage of our programs to harm innocent children, Roger Mosby, BSA's president and chief executive officer, said in a statement Tuesday. While we know nothing can undo the tragic abuse that victims suffered, we believe that Chapter 11 process with the proposed trust structure will provide equitable compensation to all victims while maintaining the BSA's important mission, he said. Michael Powell, whose Seattle-based law firm Powell, Cochran, Veretis, and Amala represents close to 300 people who say they were abused as scouts in 30-plus states, called the filing historic. It will be far larger in terms of the numbers of victims and far more complicated than any of the bankruptcies we've seen so far involving the Catholic Church, Puff said. Those bankruptcies involved individual dioceses or archdiocese, Puff said. While this involves victims from all 50 states and several U.S. territories. You're looking at thousands of abuse survivors making claims, he said. This is much bigger than the bankruptcy filings involving the Catholic Church. In December 2018, the BSA telegraphed it that it might seek this remedy when it hired a law firm, Sidley Austin LLP, and announced that it was working with experts to explore all options available to ensure that the local and national programming of the Boy Scouts of America continues uninterrupted. Now that the Texas-based organization has filed for bankruptcy protection, the U.S. Trustee's office will pick up a creditors committee that will include a number of abuse victims, Poff said. The committee, in turn, will hire a bankruptcy law firm that will represent the interest of creditors in negotiations with the BSA. The various abuse cases against the BSA that have been filed in state courts will be halted and transferred to federal bankruptcy court for adjudication, Poff said. For the abuse victims, the BSA's bankruptcy filing has pros and cons, Poff said. The pro is that it is a far shorter process than going through a trial and appeals process in state court, he said. The bankruptcy procedure will probably take anywhere from 18 months to 2 years from start to finish. But the cons are significant, Poff added. each individual loses his opportunity for a jury, trial, and state court, which is really the most powerful weapon an abuse victim has. One of the primary reasons the BSA filed for bankruptcy is to avoid jury trials. Why? Juries don't like fact patterns where children are abused by trusted leaders, Pop said. An entity like the Boy Scouts has to consider their exposure. Like the Catholic Church, the Boy Scouts have a horrible, sordid history of child abuse in the ranks, Pop said. They fought very, very aggressively to keep the extent of the abuse from the public. Now they're facing a wave of legislative reform that is sweeping across the country, with states revising their statutes of limitations allowing victims to sue. So for the BSA, seeking bankruptcy protection is really the only option if it hopes to survive. It's a real day of reckoning for the Boy Scouts, Pop said. The organization said Tuesday that scouting is safer than it's ever been. Approximately 90% of pending and asserted abuse claims against the BSA relate to abuse that occurred more than 30 years ago. Founded in 1910 and long considered a bastion of traditional values, the BSA reported in 2016 that it has more than 1.26 million Cub Scouts, nearly 830,000 Boy Scouts, and about 960 adult volunteers. And that's from NBC News, and I had to do this one. I'm watching the news, watching programming, whatever I'm watching, and the commercial keeps popping up where it's like, have you been abused by a Catholic priest? And now I see this story, so it all kind of like comes together, and it makes sense why I'm seeing those commercials. All right, another segment of Trump's tweets. At Real Donald Trump. Federal court deals major blow to sanctuary cities. At Fox News. In other words, there will be no more federal tax dollars to states and cities that will not cooperate with federal law enforcement. ICE. This is big news. Funds will be cut off immediately. Make America great again. As of now, this has about 80,000 loves, 21,000 retweets, and about 9,000 comments. Prior to that, he tweeted out, "So, the coronavirus, which started in China and spread to various countries throughout the world, but very slowly in the US because President Trump closed our border and ended flights very early, is now being blamed by the do-nothing Democrats to be the fault of Trump." Okay, so this one has 104,000 loves, about 24,000 retweets, and 20,000 comments. He referred himself in the third person like twice on that one. So there you have it. Trump's tweets. Eggshells suggest dinosaurs were actually warm-blooded. The new research from Yale has reignited controversy regarding whether dinosaurs were warm-blooded or cold-blooded. This is an article from Sky News. News.sky.com. It's a news source from the UK and around the world. Onward. New research by scientists at Yale in the US has analyzed the chemistry of dinosaur eggshells. Finding the way oxygen and carbon atoms were arranged within them suggested they were formed within warm-blooded bodies. Dinosaurs sit at an evolutionary point between birds, which are warm-blooded, and reptiles, which are cold-blooded, said Dr. Robin Dawson, who conducted the research. Our results suggest that all major groups of dinosaurs had warmer body temperatures than their environment, Dr. Dawson added, regarding the research conducted while she was a doctoral student in geology and geophysics at Yale. The research shows a new theory which suggests that as dinosaurs evolved into birds, they shrank in order to become warm-blooded. Reptiles are cold-blooded or ectothermic, which means they aren't capable of controlling their own body temperature. Mammals and birds, which are directly descended from a group of dinosaurs called theropods, are warm-blooded or endothermic, meaning they can produce their own body temperature. Generating your own heat is an expensive lifestyle for animals and requires a lot of energy consumption. However, it provides benefits as it allows animals to function at a higher level when there aren't any external heat sources nearby, such as during the night or winter. Dr. Dawson is the lead author of the new study in the journal Science Advances, which tested eggshell fossils from three major dinosaur groups. Using a technique called clump isotope paleothermometry, the researchers figured out what the internal temperatures of dinosaurs were as the eggs inside of them formed. Shells from the species, including the meat-eating theropod Trudon, the duck-billed Myasura, and the Megalolithus, were all found to have been grown at temperatures significantly above that of the environment around them. What we found indicates the ability to metabolically raise their temperatures above the environment was an early evolved trait for dinosaurs, Dr. Dawson said. One of the study's implications concerns the evolution of feathers in regards to their development in birds. It's possible that dense feathers were primarily selected for insulation as body size decreased in theropod dinosaurs on the evolutionary pathway to modern birds, Dr. Dawson said. Feathers could have then later been co-opted for sexual display or flying. And that's the article there. See, these type of news updates, I really like. Something that sheds new light on something very old, like dinosaur fossils, you know? A lot of what we know now about dinosaur fossils and archaeology and all that is stuff that's been excavated, just 100 years ago. Our technology has significantly grown. So any new updates about dinosaurs, ancient cities, stuff like that is what I love. I like to see that the scientific community can look at new theories, new evidence, and go back and rethink some of the things that we thought to be true.